Hello, hello, and welcome to the Zen Podcast. Thank you very much, audience. And now I would like to give a warm welcome to the teachers we have in the studio today from both high school and college campuses. Thank you very much, audience. Now for the big question we are here to answer today. How can teachers reevaluate their teaching strategies in order to be more mindful of those with learning disabilities or those who find themselves falling behind when given certain material? So, big question, very wordy. Now, I want to take a second to address the concept of those with learning disabilities in this context. And the people, the learning disabilities we're talking about today are those with non-severe learning disabilities, such as non-severe ADHD, for example. Or those who don't have a severe case, but they still struggle in classes because the teacher doesn't know how to address those with learning disabilities similar to this. Now, first, I wanted to talk about some of the articles I found that are very, very interesting, and they all connect in a way that they're all talking about learning disabilities and ways that teachers could rearrange their classrooms or rearrange the way that they teach things in order to help those with learning disabilities in the classroom. So, in this article titled Learning Differences, the Perspective of Learning Disabled College Students, it is in the point of view of none other than college students with a learning disability. So, this is actually an author who is interviewing those with learning disabilities, but still. So, first, the author interviews some of the students, and these are the key takeaways that I found. First off, we need to get behind the stigma of learning disabilities and how they're looked down upon in some cases because some students may feel embarrassed about them, etc. Teachers, you guys in the audience, could of course help by not expressing to the class like, oh, so and so, because they have this and this, they need to do this work that the rest of the class isn't going to do. So instead of saying it like that, we could probably not put the spotlight on them, and because I'm sure they don't want the focus on them and they may feel embarrassed, but to help battle the embarrassment quotes that they may feel, we could also, everybody could do this, could not create a negative connotation behind learning disabilities. So another point that the author made was that many students struggle with this idea of having to share certain assignments because although they have a learning disability, the teacher may not fully understand and just group them with other students rather than adjusting certain assignments in order for them to still showcase the work, but in a way that is hard, that is not hard for them. So, teachers, you guys could really develop certain strategies or different strategies for how students could provide you with the same work. So, for example, instead of writing an essay, they could maybe film a video, they could maybe do a podcast like this. Obviously not as good as mine because mine's the best podcast, but they could do something similar. So, this idea of adjusting certain coursework also relates to another source I saw called Learning Reabled, with one of the chapters focusing on how college students could help those students with learning disabilities. And in this source, it states examples of how teachers could help students with learning disabilities, such as giving untimed tests, doubling the amount of test taking time for these students, allowing for several options to turn in assignments such as writing a paper, making a video, making a podcast, etc. So, to give a personal anecdote, I actually have ADHD, whoop-de-doo, and I think if I were to take untimed tests while I was in high school or even now, it would help me so much more because sometimes my mind just wanders off and starts doing God knows what, so I know for other people they may feel the same exact way. Also, these untimed tests would really help. Also, even doubling the amount of time to take these tests would help. So this idea also translates to another article titled Home, which focuses mainly on writing. And the author is speaking about how college students with learning disabilities who have known them for a while are comfortable with using college resources to help them. But in order to navigate these resources, we need teachers' help. So I think teachers should really make an effort to help them to navigate them in the direction of these resources, to really help them work them and work with them to make school a little bit easier. So they argue in this article that to listen to students more with disabilities and try different tactics when teaching and be patient with not only them but oneself. And this concept of patience is really important because I know you might not be thinking like, oh, patience, like what can I even do? I believe that you could probably take some breaks in between learning a lot of material because this could really help the mind for the students to take in more information and also have a break. And they could, teachers could also introduce the concept of learning in chunks of information rather than big, huge pieces of information and then not even really grasping everything that they were provided. So, yeah, that is the end of this podcast. That's the end of the articles I read. I hope you enjoyed. Let's give another round of applause to me. And to the teachers, of course. Thank you, and hope to see you again in another podcast I make.